Here we go.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Let's put a smile on that face.
You will not ever know the identity of undercover people.
We sound okay?
Yeah, everything is good, and here we go.
Introduce the one, the only,
me. Hey, Squiddies, it's Dre with Tattoo Squid Podcast here with Level the Playing Field with Dave and John. How's everything going? How's your... The weekend is here, like you were saying before, like Friday.
It's good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Running around as I've been, you know, we've been texting back and forth. And, yeah, it's been a little hectic day. But, you know, everything's good now. So, all right, basically we call it, you know, we talk about anything from horror movies to camping or whatever, whatever in life, you know, we love to do. Now, as we, I don't know if you want me to say anything about your professions. I don't know if you do that.
We talk about them all the time on our podcast. Right. So
I just wasn't sure where to start and where to end it, you know. But, so, Dave is a plumber, John's a teacher, where'd you guys fucking meet? I mean, is it, like, you've been friends for years, or are you just...
Yeah, we've known each other a long time. He went to school with my cousin, and, so, as we got out of high school and, through university, their group has done a really good job of, like, staying together.
Yeah.
Whereas, I didn't really, whatever. I ended up joining their friend group, going on trips and stuff with them. And then, yeah, John and I hit it off. And like 15 years later, we're doing this.
Now, what brought on the whole podcast thing? You know, I mean, well, how long have you been doing this, your podcast?
Well, I would say that we started recording, what, like
July?
Like beginning of July kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, before this, like with the pandemic and things being shut down, like we weren't going to each other's houses, we weren't getting together like that. So we talked about how we could still interact with each other. So we would do like a Friday night Zoom trivia thing, like sports trivia is how it started off as. And so that got the guys together every Friday night, more or less, for like 15 weeks straight. We were doing it. And, inevitably, the trivia would end, and a bunch of us would stick around at the end of it and sort of just shoot the breeze, talk about what's going on in our lives, get into some healthy, heated debates about sports or things that are just going on in our world. And quite often, Dave and I would end up being together at the end of it, also just chatting. And then Dave is at the work site one day listening to a bunch of podcasts. And he said, you know what? Are you interested in a podcast? Do you want to do a podcast with me? And I said, sure, why not? I don't know if he was ready for my yes.
I honestly thought it was going to take some convincing. It was pretty surprising. He was like, yeah, sure. That's cool.
Yeah, and so that's kind of how we started. And we like discussed it, really like a basic conversation about like what we wanted it to be. And then as we started recording, we kind of like have refined it. We added some things, taken some things out. But yeah, the format's basically like Dave and my life. And sports consumes a lot of that. So that's where most of our conversations are.
Yeah.
But both being dads and having families, that comes up. We talk about like current events sometimes. There's whatever like Dave finds interesting or I find interesting, and that will end its find its way into our episodes. So that's kind of where we're at. Predominantly sports, but just like the other aspects of our life that like we're trying to like build the picture about who we are on our podcast. I'd say.
Yeah, because I mean, I did that when I was doing like, I don't know if you guys like you said, you just started like in July-ish or not like last July. And me, I was doing it like way before the pandemic. I was like, I just wanted to do something that was like fun and like hobbyish. And there was a guy going, no, it's a business. I'm like, no, I want to do it for fun. No, it's a business. Fun. Business. I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. That was it. But then I'm like doing it by myself. So yeah, I was talking about different kinds of shit. Now I'm doing a second season where I'm talking with guys like yourself and other people and just see what goes on, you know, like what makes them tick and what, you know, what the aspirations of what they want to do with the podcast. And so what do you want to do with the podcast? How about that? you want to be big? You want to go and just have fun, or just, you know, looking for some money? Aren't we all?
I'm caught in between like all of it. Like, I have fun doing it, especially like some episodes are like really fun, and other times we like are surprised that we're able to like, carry on a civil conversation after. But yeah, like I just like doing it. But I also don't want to do it like just to an empty space, right? I want to try and build a listenership and
yeah,
have people going, like maybe interaction on its social media or whatever. And yeah, if we could at least cover the costs of hosting and whatever little bits of equipment we need, that would be perfect. We have other jobs, we don't need to get rich off this, but
yeah. I mean, but it is like, we all think it is a hobby, but then there is a point to the other guy that's saying it, that, yeah, it can be a business as well, yeah, to a point. But you're right about, you know, we have, like, other jobs, too. You know, some people just doing the podcast to cover, you know, not having to do a job, which is fine, you know, if you can do the whole thing. I mean, there's people that do, like, 2 to 3 different podcasts a week. You know, different work.
For me, like, I don't even know how that's possible. Maybe because, like, I tell Dave all the time, like, I'm a huge baby when it comes to sleep. Like, I need sleep.
Yeah.
So, like, to burn the midnight oil all the time, like, I'm wondering where people will find the time for that. Or I guess it's just, like, prioritizing, because, like, there's other things that Dave and I both enjoy.
Yeah.
So, like, in the summertime, I'll play soccer. I'll play volleyball. Or... like I went away on vacation, right? So if I'm dedicating that kind of time for other activities and then I need to also sleep, then I'm like, okay, how could I possibly do another one? That's where my mind went. You're like, oh, people are doing 2 or 3 and my head's exploding trying to think about how I myself would make my body show up to do that.
But yeah, because like myself, I would go, like, I do Fridays, like today, and I'll do, like, 1 for Saturday. Now, the point for me doing 2, possibly 3, is to cover each week for content. So that way I won't have to be like, oh, shit, I got to do something for next week. I got, you know, trying to think of something else. that's why I want to get, like, you know, I got, like, stuff going on for, like, another month and a half of, like, guests, you know, so that way it keeps me busy to do that whole thing. But also each week I can be able to put out different stuff, you know, and it works out pretty good. You know, people are like, oh, wow, you know, you got, like, a who's who. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm glad that I got, you know, people that want to come on and just do stuff. And I'm trying to do something where it's a, you know, like you were saying about you two, you know, doing, like, or you and your friends were doing, like, trivia questions, you know, of sports and whatnot. Are you, can you be able to do, like, say, movie ones? Or, like, or you have, like, knowledge of new movies or TV shows or, you know, if it came up to it?
Yeah, well, John has a pretty famous broad knowledge of most things trivia. It started as sports, but then, like, not me, but a couple people kept repetitively winning. So we broadened the topic to, like, kind of try to get more people, like, successful. Yeah. So now we do, like, whoever makes it, so whoever wins makes the questions the next week. So, and then now it's, like, a little bit of sports and books, movies,
history, geography, music, okay. Right? It just depends on, like, the person, really, that, like, their interests often show up in the trivia questions as well. But yeah, we all have, like, wide, I would say a wide variety of interests.
I would say we all.
Well, you do, because if you have, like, your movies and, like, obviously you have.
If I make the questions, I do pretty well.
Yeah, but no, like, not to, like, downplay your knowledge base, like, when we do, like, science, or we'll do knowledge of biology, or horticulture or plants, like, Dave knows a bunch of stuff that other people don't. It's just we don't talk about it very often because, unfortunately, Dave doesn't always win. So when he doesn't make those questions, we don't get exposed to them. And other people who make them, that's maybe not in their wheelhouse. So it kind of, like, leaves it out. But it goes up and down. Like, there'll be, like, vocab stuff. It's kind of like, so we use, like, a Jeopardy template. There's a website. And so that kind of, like, helps us create categories because a bunch of us watch as well. So we borrow some of those ideas. So, like, for myself, like, during the shutdown in Canada where we are, I had a liquor cabinet with, like, just, like, the leftover alcohol bottles. And so I'm like, what can I make with these, like, bottles I never, ever use? Yeah. And so now I have a wider base of cocktails that I can make. So, like, I'll do, like, a potent potables category. And so, like, name this. With these are the ingredients to the beverage. What's the name of the beverage?
Oh, okay, nice.
So it's completely different every time.
Hey, beverage-wise, I'm like, man, when I used to drink, I used to, like, just go and just drink it. I'm like, what the hell am I drinking now? Oh, okay, whatever, you know. And that's it. Then it was like, oh, hand me another one. It's like, no, we're all out. Okay, give me that red one over there. I don't know. Yeah. Half the time, I was like the dumpster, they call it, you know, because whatever shot they didn't want to have, they'll just slide it towards me, and I'm like, okay, I'll drink it. You know, and it'd be like some kind of, like, I forgot what the names were, but we called it. It was just like some crazy ones. Then we made up names. So it was like, oh, we'll call this, you know, the trash can. Why? It's like, well, look, there's a whole bunch of shit in there or something, you know. Or, you know, they're like, hey, let's call it the toilet bowl. I'm like, really? Come on now.
I don't know if I'd be down to drink something called the toilet bowl.
I don't know, because when you get smashed, you know, like, so hard that we call it, you're like, all right, what the hell is this? Okay, cool.
Yeah, whatever. Let's get it.
Because either way, it's going to go in, and it's going to come right back out, so no matter what. Yeah. Because we had a... I don't know if you ever noticed, there's a game called Three Man. Now, I don't know if you know about it or if it's, like, famous. You know, to me, it seems like it's famous. But it's a thing called, it's a dice game, drinking game. You get, like, 5 to, like, 8 people maybe in a round table kind of setting. You get this dice, you roll, like, a 1 and a 2, you're automatically 3-man. So, like, say, you know, we rolled a dice and, you know, Dave becomes, you know, 3-man. So every time a 3 would come up, Dave would have the drink, you know, and every time, and usually that three comes up like all the fucking time. So, but then there's like a double six and then a double one, so you can make rules, you know, and it goes around. So it's just like crazy monotonous kind of shit. Where to the point I get too fucking hammered before midnight. It's like the Cinderella story or something. You're like, oh shit, it's midnight. I gotta go to sleep, you know. And I just get fucking hammered. And to the point I fuck up everything, and then they get maraschino cherries, and they douse it with like 5 to 6 different alcohols, and then they have this one where it's not moonshine, but it's like half that, and I forgot what the name of it is, but you know, they pour that in there too, or they give you the shot of that, and then forget. I was like out. I'm like, see ya. I'm like on the couch. They got my name on the couch. You know, every time my friend's out. So I'm like, hey, when we're playing three man, well, you're going to be on the couch again. I'm like, we'll see what happens. You never beat anybody. I'm like, all right, have fun. And the hangover is the next fucking day. You know, but then all of a sudden after we find out, you know, we're at a bar somewhere. And I'm like, how the fuck we get here?
My move in college was to go way too hard playing caps pregame before the bar. Yeah. And then, like, around midnight, we're getting ready to go in the cab. But in second year, we were the only – me and, like, two guys I lived with were the only ones that lived off campus. So we, the party was always at our place. And, like, everyone would get in the cab, and I would just go to bed. And my now wife was not happy. She was like, what the fuck? I want to go out, too. I was like, sorry, babe. I'm dead.
I'm done. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, do you ever, like – you have like a bad, like not even a bad drinking story, but I mean like something that is like worth the talk of it, you know? I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know, do you like, is there like a wild kind of like drinking story that, you know, that you went out and you're like, oh, I don't know, that cow got in the way, you know, or some shit, I don't know. Or just it's basic.
I don't really have anything like that. We have a couple of our friends that like football trips or whatever.
Yeah.
John yelled at a cop at a football trip in Washington one time.
That's not great. I had a spring break adventure at a Cuban hospital.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one. I'm trying to think. Oh, there's a story of like I got like a brand new polo that I wanted to wear for my birthday, like my 20th birthday. And then I spent part of that night sleeping on the side of the road, like, and somebody woke me up and was like, yeah, time to go. And so I walked home miraculously, and the shirt was trashed, like just disgustingly destroyed. And my mom is a notorious problem solver. And is like, oh, I'll try to get that clean. I should be able to do it. And there's no saving it. And that same night, like my best friend decided on this walk home that he could no longer walk forwards, and then proceeded to walk backwards to get home. So like that, there's that story. I'm not doing it any justice right now, but that was a good one that got told for a while. But my Cuban hospital story is a pretty good one. So I can indulge you here. So it's spring break. It is fourth year university for me. So almost at the end of my time in university, we go to Cuba, like my whole friend group, extended friend group, we're all there. Like, we took over the resort. Yeah. We looked at the reviews afterwards, and like families were like, oh, we went to this resort and these stupid spring breakers were there and ruined our family vacation. I was like, yeah, like resort full of spring breakers, it's not going to be family friendly. And so my crew, I think like 20 of us got there early, and they told us that our rooms at our book resort weren't ready, so they're going to transport us to another like companion resort, and they'll get us set up for the night. So we get over there, and they give us the wristbands and say like all you can eat, all you can drink, it's all inclusive resort. So I'm like, okay, it's time to get lunch, I'm starving, it's been a long travel day already. Oh, no food yet, you get your start at dinner. I'm like, okay, but I already got drinks, so am I allowed to have drinks? Oh yeah, you can have as many drinks as you want, go ahead. So of course, university me and my buddies were all at the bar, beach bar, lobby bar, every bar, and just whole night. Go to a sweet Japanese teppanyaki dinner up until like 3-4 in the morning. Go to bed for those 2 hours, wake up at 6. The bus is going to transport us to the new resort. Still pretty trashed from the night before. I'm like, I need to get some food in me. I need to like get myself together. Can I get a breakfast? No, there's no more breakfast. Cut off. Like, but then me and my best friend were like, well, are you going to give us drinks? Yeah, of course. So go over, get a tray of Singapore slings and bring it back for our crew. None of them want them. So my buddy and I took care of those. And the bus doesn't show up, but they start saying cabs. So one cab passes, didn't pay attention, missed it. Second cab came, I saw, but people were closer. That third cab came, I'm like, there's no way anybody else is taking this cab. I took my suitcase and I started pushing it in front of me. It like caught an edge, so it tipped over, and then I just tripped over and smashed my face into the concrete. So knocked myself out, definite concussion, like puking everywhere. So they're like, oh, this guy needs medical attention. Took me to the hospital. I got a sugar shot. I'm like spitting all over the floor. They put me in a wheelchair. I'm kicking over the furniture. Like, I'm a menace. I can't believe I didn't get arrested. And so they do all of that. Finally, they're like, okay, he's hydrated enough. We've done enough like evaluations. He can go to his resort. I get into my room. It's not even my room. It was my girlfriend at the time's room. I sleep for like 14 hours straight. I wake up, I don't remember a thing. This never happened for me. And then they're all telling me like, oh, like all my buddies came and checked on me. My girlfriend's super pissed because instead of being out on the beach, she's like in the room making sure I'm not dying. And I don't remember any of it. So like, it's not even like it was a lesson for me to be okay, like let's take it easy for the rest of the break. I don't remember any of it. So I'm like, this is perfect. I'm just gonna enjoy the rest of my vacation. Like, It's gonna be spring break.
The CTE is already there. Might as well enjoy yourself now. Just
damaged my brain. See you later. No chance at a post grad degree. And so I got like this massive scratch, like abrasion on my face. And I'm like, I gotta go home and talk to my parents about how this happened. So one of the days we played softball with the staff. Of course, like the guys are really into baseball. A lot of Cuban people are into baseball. So like, you want to play some baseball? We got a field. We go over, we play. And I'm like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for a story, because now if I tell the story of playing softball, all of my friends know about it and can back me up instead of me making up some other random story about how I destroyed my face on vacation. So we get back, my mom instantly, I walk in the door. Hey, John, what's up with your face? Like, yeah, so I was playing softball and I tripped running around the bases, smashed myself, and I scratched my face on like the dirt on the field. And she's like, oh, you're such an idiot. Like, why would you do something like that? And that was a story I told her for like 8 years afterwards. And then finally I was like, Mom, I got something to tell you. And she's like, what? I'm like, you know what? I told you that I hurt my face like playing baseball with the Cuban staff and my buddies on my vacation. She's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I definitely got really drunk and tripped over my suitcase and had to go to the hospital. And she's like, I'm really glad you waited 8 years to tell me, because I would have murdered you if you told me that version.
Even she believed you played baseball.
Whether she believed me or not, it was believable enough that she left me alone. Maybe he went away and like, I don't want to know what happened. But the fact that like I needed medical attention, like my mom's number one thing growing up was like, be careful, don't get hurt. If you're going to drink, like be careful. And then I threw that to the wind and just did whatever I wanted and I paid the price.
I had like, no, it's not really the same situation, but I was like way younger, didn't drink anything. But for some reason, I had like a very bad temper when I was younger. So me and my friends would drive around on our BMXs and everything else. And an old friend of ours came by and he goes, hey, what's going on? Hey, let's go get some pizza. Hey, Dre, you're buying. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't buying shit. And I get pissed off and I threw my bike and it bent. The rims was just bent. So I came home and my dad was like, the fuck happened to your bike? Oh, you know, this car came out of nowhere and smashed my bike when and flew me about 20 feet in the air. And all of a sudden he goes, what the, where is it? Where's the car? I'm going to chase it down. And I'm like, oh no, it's long gone. It's long gone, you know. So now 15 years later or some shit, you know, we're at my bro's house. And my sister-in-law canceled it. I think it was Thanksgiving or some shit. It's like, yeah, do you remember that time where Dre got his bike smashed by a car? Quote, unquote, you know? And I was like, oh, fuck, really? Now? Thanksgiving? Really? Come on. And all of a sudden, it's like, he didn't get smashed. He broke it himself. And I'm like, all right, yeah, it's true. It's fine. All right, let's eat. Now,
so what did you do to your sister-in-law to make her tell that story? It's just
I have so no hard. Idea. I don't know where that fucking came from. And it was just like, I don't know if I said something, not to her, but I mean, I love my sister-in-law. She's cool. You know, because I know she's probably listening to this. And so, but no, but it's, no, because I mean, we always talk shit about something, so... I don't know. Maybe when I was like drinking on my birthday, and then I, you know, I had my brother. He was like drinking so much that he passed out, and you know, was like him and his friends were like, "Hey, we're going to an old bar," and I'm like, "No, you're not fucking doing it." You know, I guess I kind of woke her up. Like, can you bring him home? So I mean, maybe that's the reason why. I don't know, but it was just crazy how that came about. Yeah, as it is, but the whole. You know, thing that my drinking thing was more trying to figure out what night. And, you know, the best one when I was married, my wife would always go, you know, and take me on my birthday, which is fine. You know, you go out, have a good time. But she's like, listen, we got to stop at the bank. I got to get some money out because I'm going to go and get you drunk. And I'm like, I don't really need help in that. I can do that all well by myself. I've done it for years. Yeah, I had no problems. You know, I just all I do is just drink, and now I'm getting drunk. Okay, no problem.
But get me a jar of those cherries.
Yeah, probably no. But this is like more like the bar that I usually go to because I don't know if people have done this, but like you have your regular home. And then when you go to your favorite bar, your bar that's in, like, town or whatever, you know, that's, like, your second home. Like, you'll go and do play baseball. You'll play pool, you know, darts or whatever. You know, you hang there. You even have, like, dinner there, even though it's Tombstone Pizzas. But, you know, so all of a sudden after, it was, like, you know, it was just, like, it was just like a crazy fucking night, and I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was talking about. what was it? The whole thing. It was just like a crazy drinking thing, and then most of my wife was just like, "Hey, you know, she's like drowning, you know, drinking like whatever drink she has, and she's just like, I'm okay. I'm all right." And I'm like, "No, you're not. You know, you're more drunk than I am." She's puking in bushes, and then I had to carry her on my shoulder. You know, she's not like a small girl. I mean, she's like, you know, I don't know, for an average girl, I think would be like, what, 120, I guess. So, you know, all of a sudden we go to my parents' house and we just stay there because it was closer. And then brought her back to her house, we call it, which was like the next day or something. So every year she would go and I'm like, and every year you get drunk. So then 1 year after that, after the fifth or sixth year, she does it again. I'm like, have you learned from the last six fucking years? And she goes, yeah, I hired somebody. What do you mean you hired? What do you mean you hired somebody? Yeah, and like typical Italian, yeah. It's like they got hired somebody. I'm like, well, who the fuck did you hire? And she goes, look over in that corner over there. And I'm like, holy shit, it's like, three of my friends I haven't seen in like 15 years in that same bar that like I call home, and it's like, come on, we're gonna get you drunk. And I'm like, oh no. And it's not like my kind of drinking, you know, my drinking, like I'll do my shot, you know, which was like Jägermeister or something else, whatever, and I'll just drink a, you know, like three or four pitchers of beer by myself, and that's about it, they're coming up with like 18-year-old fucking scotch, fucking rum and cokes about like the big pint glasses you got down in a second, like 20 seconds, which I can't do. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm fucking hammered. Okay, you know, and it wasn't a lot. It was like a lot more shots after that. So, but, and all of a sudden after, she's just like, you know, she's clapping. I'm like, what are you clapping for? She goes, well, here's the money. And it's like $40 each. I'm like, really? You paid them $40 each? I'm like, whose money is this? And she goes, mine. I'm like, it could have been for rent. Yeah, but that was basically my, I had a whole bunch of drunken war stories, so that's like the cream of the crop kind of stuff. But what is your favorite movie? Since you were talking about movies that you have like certain favorites, I guess. Dave? You look quiet there, Dave.
My favorite movie is like a lot of my favorite movies are all by the same guy, John. I talk about them all. So I like Guy Ritchie movies. Right. So like Snatch is probably like my all-time favorite, and like The Gentleman, yes. Rock and Roll. Those are, and then like I love all the, John and I talk about Marvel movies all the time on our podcast. We love those.
Nice, nice. What about you, John? What kind of movies that you're? What's your top, let's put it this way, what's your, let's say top three, you know, for both of you. So we'll start with John, and then we'll go down to Dave.
Sure. So I'm just like trying to think about like, if someone comes over and then like, oh, let's watch a movie, and then it's okay, tell me the movies that you, like, I would go to first to show people. I really like Inception.
Okay.
I really like The Departed. And then I really like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I don't think I've ever heard that one. It's an obscure one.
Sorry?
It's an obscure one.
I don't know. I love that movie.
I never saw it.
No? So it's Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. And they're in a relationship. And then they are provided the relationship kind of like things don't go the way that they're anticipating. And they're provided this opportunity to do something. So they do. And then like the series of events around that situation unfold. It's just a really like neat concept. I love the idea of it, sort of like what it says about relationships. So that's a cool movie. It's not like a typical Jim Carrey movie. It's a drama. Yeah. If you like Kate Winslet as an actress, like she's great in that. And then the other two, I think I have to kind of speak for themselves in my mind. I really like Leonardo DiCaprio. I like him in Inception. It's not necessarily him as an action star, but it's like an action movie with his great acting in it. And then The Departed, I thought he like did exceptionally well in that, to play that role the way that he did.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's a great movie, and all the supporting cast, like it's just a really well done movie that I still reference every day.
Yeah, especially Jack Nicholson. Yeah,
especially when Matt Damon gets shot in the face. It's the best part.
Poor Matt Damon. Yeah. You get a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah, it's satisfying because like he's annoying in the movie, so like for him to get his comeuppance is pretty great.
Especially Dogma. Yeah. Well, was it Dogma? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dogma. Yeah, I don't know if you ever seen that one. You ever seen Dogma?
A long time ago.
Oh my god, that is like the most. And when you said annoying, and then it just kicked in. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker's annoying in that one too.
Fucking hate Matt Damon so much. I avoid like pretty much all of his movies.
I don't feel that way about him, but in The Departed, his role, he's very annoying. Like whatever they told him to like channel for that character, whether it was himself or something else, I was like, oh, this guy is unbearable.
He was probably thinking about Jimmy Kimmel. He was probably thinking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, probably. But like, I love Good Will Hunting. That's another great film with Matt Damon in it. So
which one?
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting. Yeah, Robin Williams is fantastic. Oh, my
God, I love Robin Williams.
Yeah, I just, I reference that all the time about when he's getting the number in the bar. It's like, how do you like them apples? That's a favorite all the time, that whole sequence.
So, Dave, what is your top three? Well, we know Snatch.
Yeah, so Snatch will be my number one. Yeah. And then I'll only pick one Guy Ritchie movie. So I'll go on Snatch, The Departed's on mine too. And then let's go Dark Knight.
Oh, nice.
Throwing the Christopher Nolan film there as well.
Yeah, Christian. Yeah, Inception would be up there for me too. Not quite like that high, but I definitely really like that movie as well. And
V for Vendetta almost makes my top three.
Oh, that's...
I love that movie so much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like the mask and everything else.
Guy Fawkes mask and the whole setup. I think it's great. Dave's looking at me with utter disgust.
He's like, what the fuck are you saying? It's stupid. Yeah.
He's going to ask me to leave, I think.
No, I'm not even sure I saw it. It looked really dumb, and I heard awful things about it.
Really? I think it's a great film. It's just, at the time that it came out for me, I guess, like what was happening in the world, it was a great commentary. I use it as a way to like sort of like contextualize what was actually happening in the time and how it was rolled out. And then it was actually created as commentary for like Thatcher's UK. And then like the 20 something years later that it came out in, based on how the world was happening then, it kind of like fit with what was going on, like the whole like idea about control and of information and like people speaking up and all that kind of stuff. So that was cool. And then like the interaction between V and Natalie Portman's character as well. I also love Natalie Portman, so that
made it easy
for me to
the
movie as well. So I don't know. I've always loved that. Maybe it's just the time of my life when I saw it and I've got really positive feelings towards it. But that's one that if people say they haven't seen it, I'm like, okay, we should watch this together. So Dave's going to watch it one day and be angry at me that I've wasted 2 hours of his life.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but we call it Natalie Portman, and she's like in every movie you could think of. I think at that time, I don't know what year it was, the time period, but she's almost been like on every movie. It's almost like The Rock being in every fucking movie. You know, and I believe me, we call folks who's probably listening to this, and they're like, "Oh, he's always shitting about The Rock." I'm like, he's in every fucking movie. You know, I'm like, okay, fine, you want to go and do this and this. Anyway, so, but
what about yourself? You asked us our top threes. What about you? What
would you say? My God, mine is like, well, the first one is Super Troopers.
Leader Akola, Farva.
Yeah, Leader Akola. He goes, what? Leader Akola? It's like, do we got a Leader Akola? It's like, sorry, don't spit in it. And he goes, okay, don't put the spit in. You know? Especially when they go, like, you want to go to Mexico? You know, like, I was like, oh shit. But I'm actually going to try to see if I can get those guys on the show. You know, because I tagged them a couple of times on Twitter, and they liked a certain thing that I put down. So like, it's getting close. You know, like I got them tagged, and they liked it. Now if I can just get them to talk to me, you know, then we can make it in there. You know, that'll be good. So that'll be in like my celebrity section kind of thing. Yeah,
you know? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be great. You know, even if you had like one person, if I get like all five, you know, it's like. So that's the first one. Hellraiser would be number two, because I'm like a horror guy. That's like the only thing I like about Hellraiser that is, or a horror movie that it is supposed to be in outer space. Because most of the horror movies you see now, it's like they end up in outer space for some fucking reason. You know, besides Michael Myers, you know, because you got Jason, he's in fucking outer space. Apparently, they made a movie of Amityville Horror, and the house is in outer space, somewhere on a rock. I'm like, really? What the fuck is that? But you know, Hellraiser, and then the third one, I'm going old school. It's an old, it's kind of hard to say this, but there's a movie called Burglar with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh yeah.
So I was watching this last night, we caught, and I'm like, I love the, because it had like this somewhat star-studded cast a little bit, not a whole bunch. They got like a couple, like for that time period. But it was like, you know, when you're watching Clue, and then you have like certain people that's on there, they're in the movie as well. And plus you have Bobcat Goldthwait, and then the other guy from two of the guys that played in Police Academy.
All right.
Which, honestly, I'm gonna change the Hellraiser one to Police Academy because it's gonna be, you know, because those are like the, you know, even though I love horror stuff, but I like the comedies as well, and it's like crazy, you know. Because even like Police Academy, you got like I said, Bob can't go for you, and there's a guy that plays a sergeant, I think. I can't remember the fucking guy's name.
Steve Guttenberg's in that too, right?
Yeah, he's in that one, but he's not really the sergeant. This is like the very, well, Bob can't go for you, I think he was the, in the fourth movie, or no, the second one, I think it was. Because he was like the gang member.
Right.
I don't know if you ever followed the Police Academy movies or not, but.
I was super young when I saw them, so like, I remember some of the comedic elements of it, but
yeah.
I couldn't tell you the storyline in any shape or form.
But we could, you know, with the burglar one, we could, they had, you know, Bob Cagliostro and then the other guy that's a sarge, and I was like, the chemistry was like so fucking good, you know, especially with Whoopi Goldberg being like a younger Whoopi Goldberg, you know, just like, it was awesome, you know, it's just like, I don't know. To me, it was just like, I love watching it. Yeah. But, yeah, that's like my top three at some point. You know, I could change it up down a notch or two. Wow.
Right.
So, but, hey, you never know. Whatever movie that's going to come out. Even Batman, when you said Dark Knight and all that, that's the one with Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy's awesome. Fucking, I'm glad he got an Oscar for that shit. Yeah. You know, it's like it was due, you know, because he played, the performance was awesome in that whole thing. You know how I got these scars? I'll tell you how I got these scars. But I don't know. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I hated. What's the guy who played in the Justice League movies? Or no, that's just Suicide Squad played Joker.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, I hated Jared Leto's adaptation of Joker Heath Ledger. So it felt like he was like both trying to be Heath Ledger and not try, but also like not as well. Like he wanted to be that, like, because like Jack Nicholson was kind of like goofy, right?
Yeah.
And then like Heath Ledger was like really like serious and creepy, and I think he tried to like mix them, and it was like really fucking awful.
Well, from what I've understand about it, there's like the Joker that Heath Ledger did, that's the graphic novel one, and Jared Leto is another graphic novel. So there's two different, you know, like Jared Leto is like more the futuristic Joker, and then Heath Ledger's Joker is more like this time kind of thing, you know, and then the Joker that Jack Nicholson is more
the traditional one.
Yeah, traditionally wise, you know, because you got that funny kind of like the Batman series, you know, when you had Cesar Romero, and he was the Joker, so it was that kind of like outlook.
Yeah. I guess the face paint was very similar to like the Batman TV show. The
yeah, exactly.
Costume was very garish and all of that as well. So
yeah. Exactly. I think that's what they were going for with that, you know, homage for the TV series and all that. Which I'm surprised they didn't have, you know, the original actor, you know, being in the movie, you know. But, yeah, with the Heath Ledger one, we call it, that is just, like, phenomenal. And I just love Heath Ledger from every kind of different movie. Even though if he did those Cracker Jack fucking movies, you know, like the was it eight? He did some kind of like, it's like a high school love.
Kind of yeah.
Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. You know, like that was all right, but not my kind of thing. But when he did Joker, or when he was a priest in some kind of like horror. Like in Spain kind of thing or something. I forgot the name of the movie, but he was awesome in that. It was like more like the background of like a cult, and he didn't know it, and his part of the church is, I'm not trying to be political, folks, or trying to be religious about it, but that's what the movie was like somewhat about. Right. You know, but it was just like crazy how that turned out, and as it is, and you know, and he's been, you know, Jared Leto, we call it, you know, you just, not Jared Leto, Heath Ledger, been taken too soon, you know. It's just like, but there is a story, actually, a very small story, I don't want to make it a long one, but when Jack Nicholson was the Joker, now shit was going on, you know, because when you play the Joker, you know, some shit in your mind will make you go fucking crazy. And that's what he was saying. He goes like that. And then the same thing with Heath Ledger. Jack Nicholson came up to Heath Ledger and goes, listen, don't take the role seriously. Don't put your whole life into this whole role. Just do the role. That's it. And then go on and do different shit. Because that's going to take over. You're just going to go mind fucked. Like the whole time. Because... Well.
Apparently he didn't listen to that, like, from what I understand. He went, like, super method with it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, to the point where, like, if you're talking to him off camera, like, you had to address him as the Joker and shit like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was, like, that intense that he got into it. And I, obviously, that's the reason why Jack Nicholson probably was trying to talk him, you know, trying to get him out of the whole thing, you know, of, but it just ruined it, I guess. Not ruined it, but... You know, got him an Oscar, but he kind of, like, you know, his life, you know, done.
Yeah, played a role anyway.
Yeah, he played a role. He played it, like, very fucking, you know, good. You know, too good. But also, you had Joaquin Phoenix. Now, he's trying to get into the whole Joker, you know, realm, I would say. Yeah. But that's more like a beginning of how it started.
Yeah, it's definitely his origin story.
Yeah, but it. What did you think about it? Yeah, have you seen it, or, you know, the
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it? Oh my god! How many movies is that? Needs to get caught up.
I got a little four bit. Goddamn kids,
yeah,
man.
That's true. Yeah, no, I went with my wife and we saw it because we knew that.
Damn it!
That Joaquin was nominated for an Oscar for it, so we went and saw it. I thought it did a great job.
Yeah.
It was definitely a cool transformation. You could kind of see like the elements of the Joker in him as the person first, and then like as events happened to him in the movie, and sort of like the progression of like the situation in Gotham and all of that. I thought he did a great job of like showing like the anguish and the pain and how he gets to that point. And then once he's there, just like, getting ready to set the world on fire like he does, and what we're familiar with in his roles as the Joker in the other Batman films. So I think that part was really cool, and I understood why he won after watching him perform there. I got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there's way more physicality, sorry, that there's way more physicality in his acting there too, that I don't think people necessarily talk about, because like, yeah, like he's a gifted actor and he's great in dialogue and delivering emotions, but like, yeah, his physical acting in the film really stood out to me as well.
Yeah, it's like there was like certain, like maybe one or two physicalities like you were saying, but it also it does bring out the, you know, and the aspect of the movie, you know. It's, to me, it was good, but you know, it's like a good, but it's not in that realm of the Jokers, you know, from before, you know, because you got your comedic Joker, you got your serious Joker, and then you got your Jared Leto Joker. Yeah, which some people don't like it, but it is a little bit more extreme, but a little comedy kind of thing as well. When you see Suicide Squad. Yeah, have you seen Suicide Squad?
Yeah,
I've seen the old one. I haven't seen the most...
the new one, the part two? The
updated one, yeah. I haven't seen that.
I'll say this. We could, when you watch it, there's one part it kind of resembles of a different movie, and I'm trying to remember what the fucking movie was, but it was just a crazy beginning, let's just say. So you'll be like, what the fuck, really? It's just crazy.
But on the beach?
Yeah, so the beach one.
Which movie?
The second Suicide.
No, but which one are you trying to compare it to?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I forgot because it was... Oh, I'm thinking of Deadpool.
Okay.
Deadpool 2. If you've seen Deadpool 2, then you know what I'm talking about with this, because...
I haven't seen Suicide Squad. I've always seen
it. I've seen both. I can't think of what you're trying to elaborate to.
All right. So the beach scene where... All right, well, I'm not going to give the ending part because, you know, at least for John, he'll see it, but he's not going to know the ending part of it. The beginning part, pretty much, there's a whole bunch of people that get killed on the beach, right? So you think about Deadpool 2, where he has his team, and they're flying, and every one of them gets fucking annihilated, you know. And then
when they're all flying in. Yeah, okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at, because me and my girlfriend are watching it, and all of a sudden I'm like, fucking Deadpool 2.
They set you up to think that you're going to be watching these characters the whole movie, and then like half of them are dead but in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, what the fuck? And then I'm just thinking, like, I'm just waiting for Deadpool to come in going, So, but that was the movie. Yeah, Deadpool 2, because they're parachuting in, and one gets the grinder and electrocuted, and the only one that survives the whole thing is the one that has the lock. And which, it was a good, I'm not going to say superpower, because, you know, you're just fucking lucky. That's it. Yeah. But you like those Superman, not Superman, but you like the superhero kind of movies as well, or?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say I'm definitely way more into like the Marvel films. I've watched the DC films for the most part. I've not seen the new Suicide Squad. I haven't seen the new Batman, and I haven't seen the Zack Snyder cut of that Justice League.
Yeah, we call it. That one was all right, I guess. But I mean, I'm not really a fan. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a fan, but you know, like, I hate remakes. I just really, I'm like, if you can't think of an original thought, don't fucking make the movie. Yeah, but they like to remake it because, oh man, it made a lot of money before. We'll just do it again. I'm like, fuck that. No, you know, just think of something good. Yeah, but The new Batman, I haven't seen that one yet, but I want to see it.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that one too. I watch all the movies, but John has like all the back knowledge of it. He's seen, read all the comics and shit. So I'll watch the movie, and I'll have like a list of shit. I'm like, hey, John, like, why did this happen, or like, why is this about to happen? It's like,
yeah,
all right. So he's my encyclopedia for the comic book stuff.
Yeah, that's like my friend Pete. Yeah, he does the same thing. You know, it's like Ghost Rider. I don't know if you've seen the Ghost Rider movie, but he'll tell you the whole backstory. You know, it's like, oh, there's two people. There's this. And, you know, there's two guys that are Ghost Riders. I'm like, the fuck this come from? I'm like, what do you mean? And I read the comic books, but I never really, I was a kid, too, when I read them, you know. So I'm like, I didn't really put two and two together. I'm like, oh, and there's like two guys that are Ghost Riders. I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. But honestly, I know for a fact when I watched the movie, I know for a fact that when I read the comic books, Ghost Rider didn't act like fucking Elvis. You know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, I never seen Elvis going, you know, and I'm like, what the fuck was that about? You know, the movie itself was fine until they did that whole, you know, Nicolas Cage, hey, I got this hots for, you know, Elvis Presley. I'll marry the daughter too while I'm at it, you know, for a couple of months.
Yeah, I always find it interesting for those movies, like there are so many story arcs for every character.
Yeah.
Like what they choose to like keep as like one separate story and then present that in the movie, or if they're combining multiple storylines and then making that the movie. Like that's the stuff that I always find interesting, because I'll see something like in a trailer, or I'll see something in the beginning of the movie, like, oh, it could be a clue to this, or it could be a clue to this character. And then like I'm trying not to spend all of my time figuring out the ending instead of just enjoying the movie. So that's unfortunate for me at times, where I just start getting in my own head about trying to figure out the plot instead of just enjoying it as it's coming along.
Well, it's good to figure out the plot too, so you know what's going on. Because in, even when you watch, like, say, the Avengers and their individual movies, there is some kind of thing going on. You know, like, you know, you watch, like, say, Black Panther, and then you watch towards the end, and then there's like another clip in there that coincides with another movie, and then you watch Ms. Marvel or whatever, and then what, Captain Marvel, and then it goes on to that, and then you just, it combines with everything, and I'm like, oh shit, I did not even think about it, because I've been watching like Iron Man 1, 2, 3, you know, Thor, you know, and everything else, and there was some shit that goes on throughout the whole thing, and I'm like, okay, all right. And then you have what was it, the Ant-Man and Wasp, I guess, and then they have like a little thing in there, and I'm like, this is gonna get crazy, isn't it? And my girlfriend's like, yeah, I think so.
It's about to get crazier too.
Yeah, and it got crazy, you know, like, oh, somebody died, you know, and they all got old, and Falcon is Captain America, you know. And I'm like, and some people are like, wait, what? What happened? I'm like, yeah, just watch the movies.
The shows.
Yeah, you gotta watch the shows now, because they drop little tidbits in those too now.
Yeah, especially those. You ever seen those What If, you know, Marvel What If?
I watched a couple.
Yeah, I've watched a couple too. I find them hard to watch, because I'm like, you just made up this scenario and you're trying to like make me believe it. And I never believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the end game?
I think like,
but like, what are they trying to prove there? Is, I guess, where I struggle. Like, what? How are you going to incorporate this into the universe?
I think I heard that Captain Carter one is going to end up being part of the multiverse. Right. That might end up
being Carter becomes.
Captain America.
Generation, yeah. It is for that universe.
If everybody's gonna be Captain America, I want to be Captain America. The fuck? You know, you got Falcon as a Captain America. Yeah, Captain America as Captain America. You know,
I know in the comic books that Winter Soldier has a turn as Captain America as well.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Well, that one you kind of figured, because they're like best friends and all that. Might as well, you know, hold the shield, and you know.
I guess that's why that show, I found it really good, because it was like Captain America's old best friend interacting with Captain America's new best friend.
It was actually really
like
funny.
That dynamic is pretty cool. I thought.
And even the zombie one, I saw the zombie one. I was like, oh, what the? This one took a turn.
I didn't watch that one.
Nah, yeah, it was a good one. We haven't really watched like the rest of them, and then we just seen like over different series going on, and we're like, just like, you know, it's like we had like Lazy Susan eyes or something, like, oh, let's watch this one, you know. So, but we're talking about that, like, what kind of music do you guys go into if you had to, you know, like, what is your,
what do you listen to most?
Yeah,
regularly?
Like, you know, what's your go to, like, you get home from work from doing plumbing, you know, being a teacher, you know, you get home, you know, you get your kids or whatever, and then when you're done with the kids, and then what you do, you sit back, you got your brew, and, you know, what kind of music you got going on?
For me, if I'm
for me, music is at work, is at work, and then after work, I'm like chilling out listening to podcasts. So if I'm like at work, if I'm on the right job site where I don't have to worry about who's around, then I'm blasting rap, like hip hop, or DMX and Eminem and Busta Rhymes, guys like that. Mostly some rock. I like my favorite like rock band is probably the Black Keys. It's kind of like a little bit jazz in there. They do sometimes too, but mostly rock.
Yeah, and for me, I have like two major domains. It depends on my mood. I like EDM music, so at times if I need to like get the energy up, that'll be something that I'm listening to. If I'm helping get the kids ready for dinner, if I'm cooking dinner most often, whether it's the barbecue or at the stove, like that's what I like to listen to while I'm doing that. But my first love is hip hop. And so I'm a big Jay-Z, big Kanye fan. Those are the two that I go to most often. And then I'm just listening to other stuff, sort of branching off of that. I often will look at like playlists and run through those and kind of experiment there. But I most commonly find myself in those spaces.
Yeah. Yeah, because we caught that Kanye, man, he's not having a good rap, you know, at all. You know, it's like, you know, his wife went with Pete Davidson, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck? And, and even the Kardashians itself has gone, you know, crazy. You know, what is it? Travis Barker is going out with one of the Kardashians.
Yeah, Courtney.
He's married to her, isn't he?
No, I don't think they're married yet.
No, I don't think they're. I
didn't know. Scott, another Travis. He's with Kylie, their house sister.
But so I was like, wait a minute. I see this guy all heavily tattooed, and I didn't even know it was Travis Barker. And I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, I got confused. Travis Scott is married to one of them.
I don't know if they're married, but like they're very like in a very serious relationship.
Yeah. I think they're, you know, like, but Travis Barker is like from Blink 182.
Yeah.
So, you know, that guy has like, you know, like every, I thought I had a lot of tattoos, but this guy, you know, he's like just covered. I'm like, holy shit.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if I could be able to do like the head part, because even if I try doing the head part, you know, people are gonna be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Don't do the head. I'm like, okay. Yeah, maybe the neck. I don't know. I still got to think about that. You know, my girlfriend's probably listening in the room going like, don't you fucking do it. I'm like, I won't. But since we're getting towards the end of the show, I know it hasn't been like, you know, I mean, we talk about pretty much everything. You know, your, you know, job-wise, you know, we're talking about music, Busta Rhymes, DMX. Marvel movies, the Joker syndrome. That's what I'm gonna call it, the Joker syndrome. But, you know, tell everybody where they can find you, what, you know, what your podcast is about, even though you said it before, but probably some people just got on and like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah.
We're at Level the Playing Field. We talk about our lives, a big part of our lives growing up and now has been sports. So we talk about sports, we talk about our kids, our jobs. We have our grievances of the week and things that we're happy, thankful for of the week. We just, two friends who we talk all the time, and we thought, hey, why don't we start recording it and see if anyone else cares about what we have to say. And you can find us pretty much anywhere. We're on like any podcast platform you can think of. We're on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram.
There you go. You
know, pretty accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. And also you can check me out. We could go to Linktree, linktr.ee/TattooSquidPodcast. That's TattooSquid. Not like the basic tattoo, you know, word. I try to be different, folks. You guys have any merch or anything? Like, you know, you got like merchandise going on yet, or
it's in production? We're working on it.
Yeah. Good answer. It's in production. Yeah, it'll be coming in soon to a theater near you. No. Yeah. But Yeah, because when we were talking about like the trivia game, I had this game that's supposedly, hopefully, coming in soon. Yes. You know, and it's called Movie Game. So it's, you know, once I get it, you guys are going to be like, you know, you're going to be in the whole thing because I want to try to do a game show-ish kind of thing. Cool. Between other podcasts, maybe, yeah.
Yes.
So, like, a group. It's not going to be, like, a one, you know, one-person thing or whatever. So, Dave, you're going to be able to win one.
Yeah, hopefully. It'd be nice for a change.
Yeah. It'd be like, hell yeah! You know, be like the Stone Cold, you know.
Smash one beer, two beer.
Yeah, like, Dave would be all covered in beer, you know, like, what the fuck? Yeah, we won! But, you know, it's a little bit of everything. So you have your horror movies, you got your action, comedy, you have TV shows, and even, you know, like individual people, I would think, on top of that, you know. And basically it's two synapses of two different things. So you have to meld them together.
Right.
And then that's what basically the movie game is, you know, like. All right, I'm gonna give like a little bit of a synopsis. I'm not gonna say the one I usually say. So, okay, how about two kids play on a computer, embark onto a military base to stop World War III, but a computer wants to play video games. While across the country is a set of a group of, oh, forget it. Anyway, it, basically you have to try to put together, like, all right, what do you think that first movie is?
I thought it was War Games.
Exactly. You got War Games. Now you put that one, and what I was trying to describe was two sets of family, they start fighting, but then they protect their barrier between, you know, they got this high thing. It was Game of Thrones, what I was trying to,
got it.
You know, go like that. So,
The link was game.
Yeah, so the link was game. So you're going to find like a link word or a link letter or something. So there's going to be something that's going to link it together. You know, you just got to figure out the link. And, but there was one, actually, wait, I think I wrote it down. Hold on. There is one where, hold on. There was a, I wrote it down too. Where the fuck is it? Hello. Meet your funny. Anyway, so we're talking about, like, when we're talking about the Marvel movie, you know, like Ant-Man. They had one about video games and movies combined. So they had like, you know, orbs, spherical orbs that chase after ghosts, we call it, but get hyped up on pills to go and chomp after. And then only could be able to be manipulated the size of his own body. So you figure Pac-Man is the video game. Mm-hmm. And then there's Ant-Man. But now you got to try to put Pac-Man and Ant-Man together. And the people that was doing this, they couldn't put it together at first. But you think about it. So you got Pac-Man, Ant-Man. So you take the A-N of man and you add a T. And then you got man, you know, after that. So you got Pac-Man. So it's kind of hard to, like, you know, try to deficiate, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, people just listening, it's like, what the fuck is he talking about? You'll know when we do the game and all that, you know. And that's what I'm going to try to do, hopefully, once this game kicks in, you know, because they did a starter, Kickstarter. And they got it made, and it should be, and it's been distributed, so hopefully it's not going to take that long, Yeah, maybe by next week, I'm hoping. So, and then, you know, so we get, like, you know, you two together, go against, like, say, Drunk Theory or something. And then the winner of that would go, which, you know, I'm just going to play it around with, like, the next few guests, you know. So I'm just going to entice them a little bit, you know, do a couple of questions here and there. And then when I do the third season, then I'll get those people to come back, and then we'll do, like, a game show kind of, like, rounds. And then whoever gets down to the final, you know, and I'll probably figure something out of, you know, hey, you know, you're going to win this or something. Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure something to be as a prize or something. So it could be stickers. It could be, you know, maybe a shirt, you know, that I'll get, you know, and then send it or whatever. Or something that a friend of mine is going to donate. Who knows? So hopefully, you know, they can do that. So, and then put their word out there too. Yeah. But, folks, that's pretty much it. You know, this, the squid is kind of hungry as well. And I want to thank Dave, John from Level the Playing Field, for just bullshitting. You know, I don't know if you guys had fun doing this or, you know, if you haven't, yeah, just tell me. Just tell me if you didn't have no fun. You know, I can take it.
No, yeah, we always enjoy the opportunity to talk with other podcasts and see how other people run their podcasts and the formats that exist.
Yeah.
Obviously, getting to talk about things I'm really interested in is something I love to do. So getting another opportunity to do that and meet you, I think that's was really great. So thanks again for having myself and Dave on and letting us sort of promote ourselves as well.
Yeah, thank
that's,
you.
That's what I try doing as it is. And, you know, okay, cue the music. Oh, well, I have none. Anyway, that'd be great if it did. You know, like some guy would just come out, hey, you know, whatever. But, and also, folks, I'm on Reddit. So, R-E-D-D-I-T. It's on the link tree as well. I'm still learning the shit. So, yeah. So, that's basically what's going on. Alrighty, folks. So, take it easy. Have a great night. It's Friday. You know, don't drink too much. And if you do, get an Uber. Get a cab. I don't know. Is cab a thing now?
Yeah, I took cabs while I was on vacation in Florida when I couldn't get access to an Uber. So, still legit.
If you're drinking, watch out for your luggage.
Yeah. Don't end up in a Cuban hospital like this guy.
Yeah, don't sleep on the side of the road.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Yeah. Which, that's going to be a good fucking episode, I tell you right now. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, what the hell is that? He's just laying on the road. Yeah. Okay. All right, folks. Take it easy. Have a good night. Have a great weekend. And, you know, you'll see an episode come out this weekend. Not this episode. This is probably going to be probably in a month or something. But I'll explain that to them, you know, after this. All right, folks. Take it easy. All right. That's all, folks.